You actually, there was a bit of controversy around that because there was this 9/11 subplot that was going on at the time.
Yeah, there, yeah, 9/11, which was an incident that happened in America about years ago. And I know this airs in Australia, so. But
go on.
Within,
and I sort of commuted a lot on that flight with the West Wing, as we all did. We'd wrapped season 2, I believe. And I got on that flight. It was packed. It was a small cabin.
I was on a flight, without going into the details of what made me suspicious of these four men, although it would have been blatantly obvious to the most casual observer, I took it upon myself to go to the flight attendant and ask to speak to the pilot of the plane.
There you were. You were booked on the flight, I think, from Boston that hit the South Tower.
Mm-hmm. There was nothing that stood out. This was before the days we even cared about those things. I took a long nap. I'd shot all night and forgot about it in its entirety. 9/11 happened.
I felt that the four men, and I said, can you look over my shoulder and see who I'm talking about? And he said, yeah. I said, I think they're going to hijack this plane.
It wasn't like it was anything crazily out of the ordinary, but I got to the counter and I said, yeah, I'm booked on flight 11. And the one behind the counter said, you know, sorry, you're too late. They just closed the gate.
I go to the mailbox. I get a envelope from the attorneys general of the state of Maryland. And in it, they're notifying me that I have showed up on a list of the public defender of Zacharias Moussaoui's people to be deposed.
Him, these details, which I've been asked to keep private until whatever jurisdiction, you know, whatever trials may take place, their behavior was such that that I felt they were going to hijack the plane. I also said, I'm very much aware of how serious it is to say on an American aircraft in flight the word hijack.
And you yourself, you have a connection to 9/11 as well, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I was booked on the first flight that hit the tower,
and the first plane had hit, and sat there and watched the second plane hit, and they announced what flight it was, and I turned to the guy next to me and said, my God, that was the flight I was supposed to be on. I was late. I missed it.
I think it's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, what is this? Yeah.
I think it's an April Fool's joke. I call my attorney, Larry Stein. Larry Stein calls. He says, I'll get right back to you. 5 minutes later, and I can tell by the way he says hello when he picks up the phone, it's not good news. And he says, you were on a dry run. They were all on the plane with you.
I mean, what an incredible thing to realize has just happened to the plane you should have been on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a, you know, that wonderful unity that we've since completely abandoned. I've never felt more than when I was standing at the bar at 9 o'clock in the morning and you know, saying to the bartender, hey, you know, can you pour me a shot? And he's like, yeah, here you go. It's on the house.
You know, and I'm like, oh, all right, well, I'm a little hungover anyway. I just get the 11 o'clock, got a ticket, went to wait in the lounge, fell asleep, and then woke up, you know, 45 minutes later.
Now, what time did you get to the airport?
I was probably there probably by, like, close to 8.
You were in Boston,
mm-hmm.
And you were booked on which flight?
On flight 11.
Out of Logan.
Out of Logan, yeah.
Well, Peter, hey, thanks for lunch. I guess I'll be heading back to old L.A. now.
This is the only funny part of any of this. I said, how did you know where I lived? And there was a pause. He said, we're the FBI, thank you. When I got home that night, it had been a very turbulent flight. I had said to this woman I'm dating and my girlfriend and my best friend, they said, that was the flight. And I said, well, aside from the terrorists and the turbulence, it was fine. Two of the terrorists.
Really?
Who actually were not on flight 11, but one was on flight 175 and one was on flight 77. And I've been told unofficially, not by the FBI, but by someone else in actually a higher level of government, believe it or not, just through a coincidence, through a mutual friend, that all four of them were terrorists involved.
That is unbelievable. So there was basically a rehearsal what these guys would do.
Right.
Ooh, that's a scary story, Peter. It's almost as scary as...
He's supposed to pick you up at what time?
The flight was scheduled for 7:45.
And A.M.
This was coupled with the fact that my travel agent had written 8:15 on the itinerary that I had, mm-hmm. so it was like a half hour off anyway, and I'm already running late.
Boy, James Woods, you're the best friend a guy could ever have.
I feel the same way about you, Peter.
In fact, the fact that these two people were identified by myself and other people and were on the Boston LA flight and ended up dying on two other flights of the four flights on September 11th shows that they
what
were
an amazing story.
There was
and cross-collateralization.
This is the
first time I've ever heard this. This is the first time you're telling a story.
Yes.
So someone to care for, to be there for. I have James Woods.
You know, coincidences do happen.
If it worked, let's see if the time. Let's see if it worked. There it is. 9/11. We made 9/11 happen. High five. And
it's post All in the Family America. We can't watch anything on television without having this knee-jerk reaction.
What are you on, Barkley? Barkley and Church, we're turning around now. Right. That's about right now. Okay.
Okay, we need to, where's Bernie Carrick? Tell Loda to evacuate the Empire State Building.
Okay.
I'm going to close the Statue of Liberty.
Okay,
I want the entire emergency op plan in place now.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome our next guest, Mr. James Woods. Oh, James.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome James Woods right here. Would you turn on the VibraVision for me? I'm just feeling all cranky and out of sorts. Maybe. Thank you very much. This will.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Now I can.
Peter,
stand up the stairway.
What do we got?
Okay.
My guy's going in and trying to evacuate everybody below the fire floor.
Whoa, what do you
go up on the roof with helicopters. We have 30
floors. No, helicopters. It's too hot.
Okay, anything we fly up there, the thermos is going to knock them right out of the sky.
What the hell is he doing?
Wow, I guess you are James Woods. So now let me understand this. What are you here to promote, James?
Well, Dave, I have a hilarious new movie coming out on HBO next month. It's all about 9/11. The movie's called September 11th, 2000 Fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome James Woods right here.
Play a window washer who has just finished washing the last window at a World Trade Center. And then I turn around to get off the scaffold. And what do you think I see coming? A plane. And I go, come on! You know, it's real, real old style comedy. You know, it's like two pies in the face and one in a field in Pennsylvania. James, I don't want to hear any more about this. And the voice of the plane is David Spade. What? I would never work with David Spade!